Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
On Thursday night, April 18th, a team from Girl Scout Troop 210, made up of Caitlin Escalin, Emma Hindman, Katie Newkirk, and Liberty Stockman, won the 34th annual Caring for the Kenai competition, taking home the $1,600 cash prize for the creation and deployment of bucket trees for campgrounds. The girls built and deployed their bucket trees at the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge campgrounds.
We are looking forward to bringing the bucket trees all around Alaska, and then hopefully in the future we can bring them all around the United States and all across the country,
said team member Katie Newkirk. For the full list of winners and other finalists, visit this article at RadioKenai.com. Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly President Brent Johnson has decided to challenge District 6 incumbent Sarah Vance for her Alaska State House seat. Assembly President Johnson filed his letter of intent to run for the seat on April 15th. According to Johnson, he will run as a nonpartisan candidate. He said he did not originally intend to run for the seat, but felt compelled to after Representative Vance cast a vote to not override Governor Mike Dunleavy's veto of Senate Bill 140, which included a $680 increase to the state's base student allocation.
I didn't want to make the jump. I had a number of people asking me to, and I thought, I'm on the assembly, and I feel like I'm doing the world good here. I was following the education bill, and I saw the governor vetoed it, and then I saw that the override failed by one vote, and I saw that our District 6 representative voted not to override, and I said, that's it. I've got to get on board and get involved, and so that's what pushed me over the edge.
Johnson says he intends to help the legislature protect the state's education funding, specifically the base student allocation, from inflation.
I'm just going to support education. I want to fund education adequately, and then I want to make the base student allocation inflation-proof so that it increases as inflation increases, so we don't have to go through this nightmare every year.
Two others have already declared that they will run for the seat against Vance. They are Anchor Point Chamber of Commerce President Dawson Slaughter and Ketchumak Silo school teacher Alana Greer. The 2024 primary election for the state house race is on August 20th. A sixth grade teacher at Soldotna Elementary is in the running to win Reader's Digest Annual Award for America's Favorite Teacher. Elizabeth Terry loves teaching and is excited about the opportunity to be named Favorite Teacher.
The children make me feel like I'm their favorite, and they're wonderful.
The annual contest, put on by one of the country's largest and oldest publications, takes votes from website visitors to determine which teacher in America is kids' favorite. According to Terry, teaching is much more than just a profession. It's an act of service.
If you're a teacher, then you're called to be a servant. It's really a calling. It's not just a job.
She ties her gift for teaching back to her childhood and how wanting to have children one day translated into a love of serving kids and families as a teacher.
When I was a little girl, I just wanted to be a mother. And so I paired wanting to be a mother with being a school teacher.
Terry takes the role very seriously, understanding that as a teacher, she bears the trust of kids' parents.
I just keep in the forefront of my mind that someone is entrusting me with their child.
To find out who locks up the top spot in this year's contest, follow America's Favorite Teacher on the Reader's Digest website. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.